Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in to this Film on the Rocks update. I'm Brucker and I'm joined by Nate. Hey man, how you doing?
I'm good. How's everybody doing? That was weird.
Yeah.
It was just me and you.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
Well, I guess I'll start off with just saying sorry for kind of the going radio silent for a while, but this is kind of just a little like PSA or just kind of update on the state of the podcast. We're for a couple of reasons, but mainly because both of us have a lot going on in our own lives, and we have some other projects that we've been wanting to work on, some other passion projects that we want to do, which we will get into here in just a moment. But we're kind of winding things down a little bit on Film on the Rocks. Not saying it's closed forever, but for the time being, don't expect any episodes or any new episodes for a while. Mom and dad
are going on a break.
Yeah.
Brucker's the mom.
Oh, thank you for that. I guess I birthed this podcast into existence.
You did.
There's a good visual for everyone. But anyways, just like stay the podcast. We're, like I said, kind of closing shop for a while. I mean, it's possible I might hop on here just to do, I don't know, like some like lightning round reviews or something like that. Maybe me and my girlfriend might. I know she's been kind of wanting to do some stuff. But Nate and I have some future projects that we want to get into, some other passion projects that we definitely want to do, that we kind of see ourselves just kind of like having more fun with and being able to kind of work different parts of our brain and kind of like just explore some other avenues. So do you kind of want to explain the collaborative project that we have coming in the future?
Yeah, so this one it's not anytime soon, probably a little bit more towards the end of the year. But Brucker and I will be starting a YouTube channel / podcast called Blue Milk Drop. I know what you're thinking. You're like, what is that name? What does that even entail? It's going to be basically just like a Star Wars topics channel. We'll talk movies, the TV shows that are coming out on Disney Plus. I guess the video games now, they got some cool stuff coming up in the near future. But none of that stuff's really coming out until like the end of 2021. So we didn't really want to spend the summer like speculating and doing all that. We'd rather just jump in the action when it's happening. So I guess whenever a trailer drops for one of the shows, maybe start expecting some episodes. But you guys can follow all of our social media for it. You can follow the YouTube channel for it. It's at Blue Milk Drop. But don't expect any posts from it again until like the end of 2021. But that's in the pipeline for sure.
Oh yeah. And besides that, I know some people have kind of, because I've made some announcements on this on some of our social medias, but I'm also starting a horror movie podcast called Autopsy of a Horror Movie that I'm very much looking forward to starting, getting on. I've already talked to several of you about having you come on as guests and everything. I'm very much looking forward to doing that and getting that off the ground. As soon as I get my cover art done, because I already have a couple episodes recorded, I'll have that up and going, and I'm really looking forward to doing that. That will be a solo podcast, but I've already talked to Nate about a couple episodes that he's definitely interested in coming on to do. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to doing that. Just Film on the Rocks has just been such a fun experience, and this became way more successful than I ever thought it would. I mean, because this was kind of like a idea I like randomly had one night, and I thought about it for a few days, and then I like reached out to Nate, because I think you were like the first person I thought of, because you and I kind of talked, I think ironically, about Star Wars like most days anyways. But
yeah,
I was like, hey, I'm thinking about starting this movie podcast like about drinking rules, would you want to like do that? And you were just like, yes.
Dude, it sounded awesome, honestly.
Yeah. And when we first started, I honestly thought it would take us just like forever just to get to like 100 downloads. Like, I did not expect this to be like even mildly successful. And like, I would call us mildly successful. Like, I was super thrilled that we even got like a small sponsor, and we even got like people emailing us, reaching out to us, you know, saying like really nice things, which I never thought would happen. We're actually really close to 10,000 downloads. I didn't even think that we would get to that, which is just nuts.
It's dope.
Yeah, it's dope. And you know, we had the Patreon going on, and I want to give a big thank you to our two patrons, Katie and Ethan. You two are just awesome, and I can't believe that y'all liked us enough to support us that way. That's just, thank you so much. It was great, you know, having that little community on there. And as to the stuff that we do have Patreon, we will be starting to release that stuff slowly on this main feed, so that way it'll be available for everyone. We do have some cool stuff on there. We got, I think one of my favorite things that we did was the spirits
on stories.
Yeah, so I do hope that people do check that out, because there was a Spirits on the Rocks episodes where Nate and I are just telling each other like ghost stories and our own experiences with like ghost hunting and stuff. It was obviously for Halloween, but that was just very fun. We got a Scream commentary that will be released. That was a total blast. Oh my God.
You made the movie fun.
Yeah.
Honestly, I had a really good time with that. That was my first time doing anything like that, so...
I plan on doing that again on Autopsy of a Horror Movie, like occasionally just doing commentaries with like, well, just, you know, just doing that with horror movies. Cause those are like the ones that are like really fun to watch with groups of people, cause of like the reactions and everything. Mm-hmm. Besides that, I think we got some like TV special episodes and some like random stuff on there too. So yeah, we'll be releasing all that on the main feed, soon.
And get it scheduled and put it out there. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and I just want to say thank you. I just cannot reiterate how thankful I am to both Katie and Ethan. And Katie, like, of the Haunted Outfit, everybody should follow her Instagram account. She joined the Patreon, like, not even the Patreon wasn't even up for like 48 hours, and she joined. And caught me completely off guard, because I was just like, oh, you know, we should probably like just build it and then like just start promoting, because it'll probably take a while for us to get patrons. And then we got one really quickly. So, oh shit, we don't have anything for it. So thank you so much, Katie and Ethan. Ethan's been an OG listener. He started listening to us from our second episode with Spider-Man. So he's just been super awesome supporter. Everyone that's been supporting us, thank you so much. And thank you to all of our guests. We've had some really awesome people come on here. Started out with just like our girlfriends coming on, and some of our friends. Shout out to Chris, who came on the Big Lebowski episode. And our first one was Blake from Whiskey Whiskers. We had Oraline on a couple times from Spooky Scissors Book Club. And now she's rebranded. She's now Spooky and Strange. So thank you, Oraline, for coming on. Those were two really fun episodes. Fan Dummies, The All Bros, Shoot the Flick, Ethan, just... I think that's everyone from like other podcasts that have been on here. Just thank you, everybody that's come on. It's always a blast when we get to collaborate with people.
Yeah. I also want to thank you guys. And thank you, Brucker, for, I know like this thing started with us like the first four episodes, but I really considered it like the Brucker and Levi show, until I joined back on towards the end of it. And, you know, it goes without saying, like, you guys really built the show together. And that was super cool, like, you know, being a part of it in the beginning and then seeing you guys to collaborate and then just seeing it just grow and blow up and me being a listener. And it was, like, super fun interacting with you guys and, like, texting you afterwards being like, dude, this was dope. That was dope. Maybe do this. But then being a part of it, too, it was a ton of fun. It was nice to, like, I don't even know, just be creative and jump into something that, you know, is really so foreign to me. You know, movies aren't really my forte. I'm more of like a TV show kind of guy. And it was fun just like really taking like a different, watching these movies from a different perspective, we'll say. And I feel like I'm starting to become like a little bit of a, like a, an even light version of an aficionado of movies or something. Because you, man, because you made it fun, man. You made me like start looking at stuff, and I'm like finding little things in movies and like looking up little details, and it really like spun into me getting interested in like the history aspect of movies and stuff. So it was a ton of fun. So thank you, Brucker. Thank you, fans. Thank you, Katie. Thank you, Ethan. I appreciate all of you guys.
Yes, and first off, thank you for those kind words. That's super nice. And doing this, it kind of like changed my perspective on movies as well a little bit doing this, because this started out as me like, oh yeah, movies are cool, and then forcing myself to kind of like study them, like I put that in quotes, like study them in a way to the way we do this, and it kind of made me appreciate movies I used to not like more, and then also made me go, oh, that movie I used to like maybe isn't that good, but I don't know. Yes, thank you for bringing up Levi as well, because this show, but I mean, like, Levi was also like a big part of this, and you know, his life got busy, because my goal would have been for this to be like a three-headed monster, and for us to just be all three of us doing this together, but you know, we're all kind of like getting into our careers and everything, and Levi and his wife just bought a house, and I'm trying to wrap up my dissertation a little bit, and you know, we're all kind of figuring
out.
Knock on wood, God. so yeah, it's just been, and this in Levi, because when you had to leave, I was kind of like, oh my God, like what am I going to do? Because I didn't want to like stop this, and I was like, I can't do this by myself. And then Levi just, honestly, without even like batting an eye or anything, he's like, yeah, that sounds like a ball, let's do it. And he just came in, and it was just a blast. It was awesome. And so thank God for like our fantasy football league, because that's like what has kept us in communication with each other over the years.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like Levi, you know, if you're listening to this, thank you, dude. Like this, it was so much fun doing this. I'm trying to think like what else to say, but like this has been like a lot of fun. Really enjoy this. I am so looking forward to our future projects that we are building on with Blue Milk Drop and Autopsy of a Horror Movie. And again, thank you everyone. Like I just can't, it just still blows my mind that people like this. So man,
dude, don't be, we're awesome. We're the best. Don't ever sell yourself short,
dude. Just out of like curiosity, do you have a favorite like recording, like episode that we did?
Let me think. I think it was one of our Patreon recordings. Other than the Spirits on the Rocks, where we told the ghost stories, because that was my favorite. I would say one of the Mandalorian episodes that we did.
Oh yeah.
I don't know what it was, but like one episode, me and you were just on it, man. Like we just really got into a flow. Like we were in a flow state for sure. And we were just like zipping out points, you know, bringing in some history, bringing in some facts, and like really breaking down that episode. I can't remember which one it was. It was some in the middle of the season. And I think afterwards, me and you just kind of looked at each other after we hit stop on the record, and we're just started like kind of laughing a little bit. We're like, dude, that was a good ass episode.
Yeah. I think that's what made us realize, man, we could talk about Star Wars so easily. Like we don't I feel like we don't need that much prep to just bang it out, you know?
Yeah, no. I mean, yeah, I probably used a different phrase, but you know, it was we killed it. Oh man, and that's where we were just like, oh, you know, I think we should probably do like a Star Wars channel.
Yeah,
so that was cool.
Yeah, so I'm really excited.
What was your favorite?
Oh man, it's that's tough. I honestly like with us, like, so I think my favorite, I think we'll break this up to like my favorite one with you and like my favorite one with Levi, just because I don't know, I feel I don't know, it's, I feel like I'm like trying to pick like my favorite kid right now. But
I do not feel slighted.
But
share both.
Oddly enough, I feel like my favorite one that you and I did was Hocus Pocus. That was just a lot of fun, and I love the fun fact that you brought up of how the choreographer drove with the actors to figure out how they would fly on a broomstick. Oh dude, that's a sick pull trivia. I love that. And that was just, I don't know, that was just like a really fun episode for us to do. I guess also like the one with Orlean where we did Sleepy Hollow. That one was a blast. And I still have people like messaging me sometimes, like making fun of me about saying when a horse pops a wheelie.
best quote.
I want that on a t-shirt so badly.
Dude, let's just make some like retroactive Film in the Rocks merch and just that be our only shirt.
I would love that.
Horse pops a wheelie.
And I would love to get Levi's in take on this, but I think my favorite one, the one that he and I did that was just a blast, with Knives Out. That was just such a fun episode. And if people couldn't tell, that was, so when Levi and I were doing this, we would do two episodes in a night. And I'm trying, that was the second part of the evening. I'm trying to remember what the first episode was. It was maybe Parasite, I think.
I think it was Parasite. You guys were doing the whole Oscars thing.
Yeah, I think it was Parasite. It was either Parasite or Spirited Away. No, it wasn't Spirited Away. No, it wasn't. I think it was Parasite. Anyways, we did Parasite first, and when we did Knives Out, I was just like, oh, dude, I was just so ready, and I was kind of a little buzzed because I was drinking during Parasite, and by the time I got the Knives Out, I was like, I'm feeling pretty good. Let's talk about this fucking movie I love. But yeah, and besides that, like, we just had like a really fun conversation about it. So it's been really fun. And again, thank you everybody. I will be releasing. I think I'm going to simultaneously release my first episode of Autopsy on this feed as well, just so way people kind of like see it and like know when it's out. But I am really looking forward to doing that. It's gonna be a lot of fun. And same thing for Blue Milk Drop, and for everyone to listen to all the stuff we've been doing on the Patreon. Because there's been like a lot of fun things that we've done on there.
Yeah, really looking forward to the slow release. I'll still be a listener of our own material. I don't know if that's narcissistic or anything, but I think it's fun.
No, I do that because at the end of the day, when I started this, I went, even if nobody listens, I at least just have like all these super fun recordings with like some of my like really good friends just stored forever. So that was like a big plus to, that was like a big proponent for me to do this. Like, I just want to get those conversations in. Like, I just want to get those recorded.
Yeah. Dude, can I say something? This is going to sound really stupid and I don't even care. Is that since we were recording, I felt like the way we were doing it for me personally was how I wanted to hear a podcast. And so I would like listen after we drop our episodes and I'd be like working and kind of like chuckle a little bit. And now that I'm like trying to like find new podcasts to listen to, other than our own, of course, I'm like super turned off. I'm like, ugh, it's not what I want to hear. Or if something's done a certain way, I'm like, don't care. Don't want to listen to it.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, as I'm saying, I'm like, yeah, that is stupid, but it's just something I was thinking about. I thought that's, it was funny. Yeah.
Oh man. Well, I mean, I feel like I just keep like looping back and saying thank you, but seriously, like, just thank you everybody that has supported us. Means the world to us that like we recently just had like somebody email us saying just to say they liked the podcast, but again, never thought that we would get to that point where like people would actually like feel so inclined to reach out. And
yeah, it meant a lot.
Yeah, seriously, it really does. It makes our day knowing that like we are, our stupid, funny, silly conversations are like brightening the day for someone else. It like really does mean the world to us. And just so people know, like, our socials will, like, I'm going to keep those up. Like, our Twitter, our Instagram, and our email are all still going to be up there. So like, if you still want to reach out through those avenues, like, somebody will see it. So still feel free to reach out if you want to. And I don't want to speak for you, Nate, but I am still game for, you know, coming on and doing like guest spots if people want us to come on.
I'm always still, game.
Yes, always game. Yeah, we just kind of just need to like slow our roll a little bit, kind of like maybe in a little bit I might do like a random episode. I don't know, but stay the podcast, kind of closing down a little bit, so
yeah.
I am so repetitive. I hate myself.
It's not goodbye. It's not goodbye. It's see you later.
Yeah, exactly. all right. Besides, just be sure to follow Autopsy of a Horror Movie. You can find it on Instagram and Twitter at Brucker Horror. And if you want to, you can still follow me on Letterboxd because I am still posting movie reviews on there. I don't know if you want to plug any. Oh, the Blue Milk Drop. Yeah. Be sure to follow that.
I got
as
one
well.
More thing. Ooh. I got one more thing. So this one's a little bit more niche. I'm actually going to hop on TikTok for just a little channel to highlight Hispanic and Latinx prominent figures in the world. Ooh. I've been really like taking a deep dive into my culture and stuff, and so I'm not going to highlight just like Puerto Rican figures. It's going to be a little bit of everybody, and just like a little quick snippet about who they are, why they're relevant. And I'm going to try to stick to like a calendar, like make it relevant to, I guess, like what's going on today. So if you guys like history, if you want to learn a bit more about your Hispanic and Latinx figures in the world, tune in. I don't have a name for it. I'll drop the name, I guess, in the description, whatever. But keep an eye out, I guess. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I mean, again, just thank you, everybody. And you will definitely be hearing from us again at some point.
For sure.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening to Film on the Rocks. And you got the whole backlog. And be sure to still subscribe so that way you get the updates when our Patreon episodes move to this feed.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.